The National Media Commission is considering a legislative reform to enable it to effectively ensure that the media are responsive and accountable to the people. Until that is done, the NMC is urging the state-owned media to rigidly ensure that the constitutional provisions regarding fairness and responsibility of the media are strictly adhered to. Chairman of the Media Commission, Cabral Bleamihie, said this at a workshop on the guidelines for fair and equitable coverage of political parties by the state-owned media. My colleague Georgia Sekri was there and now reports.
The workshop on the guidelines for fair and equitable coverage of political parties by the state-owned media was organized under the auspices of the NMC with support from Star Ghana. The chairman of the Media Commission, Cabral Bleamihie, identified social media as a major threat to responsible reportage. He asked all stakeholders in the media industry to help ensure that abusive language and insults are avoided in the media, especially in the run-up to the general elections.
This expanded media landscape obviously has many challenges for the media, for society, and for the NMC. The 1992 constitution stated to not just a free, but more importantly, a free, responsible, and accountable press. Many leaders of society have had occasion to warn about the emergence of the culture of insults, abuse, and inflammatory speeches on our airways. The various professional bodies in Ghana, notably the GJE and the Ghana Independent Broadcast Association, have constantly been called upon by the NMC to insist and ensure that their members conduct their professional work. The press may choose to cover or not to cover activities of political parties. The state-owned media cannot afford to take such.
Professor Audrey Gajeko, for her part, mentioned some of the guidelines for a fair and equitable election reportage. They include language. She said the language used to present news should not suggest preference for any political party or candidate. Also, state-owned media should distinguish between official government business and political activities. Again, media houses should endeavor to make adequate arrangements to facilitate the work of journalists and to safeguard their independence. Participants included the directors of all state-owned media houses, namely Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, Ghana News Agency, Graphic Communications Group Limited, and New Times Corporation.
That report was filed by my colleague, George Asetri. So, George, what are some of the other guidelines expected of the state media?
Well, one major topic that came in was the fact that it's required of the state-owned media to endeavor to attend and report on press conferences organized by political parties. And then the guidelines in the coverage of press conferences should be given equal space, airtime, and then prominence, as enshrined in Article 55 of our Constitution. And that where, for any reason, the state-owned media are unable to honor an invitation to a press conference organized by a political party, they should do everything within their means to ensure that the statement issued at the press conference are used in broadcast. And the major topic that came out, the major problem was the fact that based on this constitutional provision, the state-owned media, you are expected to give all the political parties.
Mm-hmm.
And now the IEA is going to single out only four political parties for their debate. And they are using the state-owned media. So the chairman of the commission actually asked the bosses of the state-owned media, all of them were there,
mm-hmm.
our director general was also there, to discuss that on how to handle it. So as we are speaking, the discussion is ongoing on this particular issue.
Okay.